You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 30 and 31. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. Brethren, the scripture says there is a time of ignorance, and there is now. Every one of us, we have a time of ignorance. And can I tell you, God is not going to kill you because of your time of ignorance. All he's saying is that now repent. There's a time when you did wickedness, when you did those things, those terrible things. But God is asking you, say, now is the time for repentance. Every one of us has a time of ignorance. Don't think that you are bad, you are worse than other people. We were all sinners. We all had our moment of foolishness. We all had our moment of ignorance. The Bible calls it a time of ignorance, when we don't know anything. We thought we were smart. We thought we had our senses, but we did many evil things. But he said, now repent, because he has set a day that he is going to judge the world through his son, Jesus Christ. And so that you won't have any doubt that he is going to allow that judgment to come. That is why he raised Jesus Christ from the dead as an evidence to everybody. Forget about all the judgment of the judges in the world today. Even the judges will be judged. All unrighteous judgment will be judged. He says through a righteous judgment. You see, we will never have righteous judgment. He said he will judge the world in righteousness. We will never have righteous judgment until the day of God's judgment. On that day, you wouldn't need a lawyer. You wouldn't need anybody to speak on your behalf. You don't need to present any evidence. You don't need to convince the judge beyond reasonable doubt. Everything will be very clear. Everything that is hidden will be brought into the open. All the things, all the secret of men. The Bible says God will judge the secret of men. Can you imagine? God judges secret. We can't judge secret because we don't know it. They bring somebody to court for murder, but there is no evidence. You could tell that this man probably was the one that killed his wife, but you don't have any evidence to it. So there is nothing you can do. But when we stand before God, there will be no lack of evidence. So what God is saying now is that before that time comes, repent. See, all that God is asking is repentance. No matter what you have done, he says, he consider that as your time of ignorance. But now, you see, he didn't say today. You see, he didn't say today. He says now. Now means now, 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 now. You see, today can be 1 hour's time is still part of today. 2 hours time is still part of today. But when somebody says now, now is not 1 minute time or 2 minutes time. Now means now. Now is the day of repentance. And so I also want to say it to you. He says, but God now commands all men. It's a commandment. It means that if you don't repent, it's a disobedience. God has commanded all men, irrespective of who you are, every one of you, to repent and put your faith in Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. And so I want to remind you again of that commandment to repentance. God will forgive your day or your days of ignorance. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.